The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. Dear brothers, dear sisters, so welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. And of course, in Iran, we call it Women's Day. Congratulations to all Muslim women all around the world. Today, Wednesday, 20th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations to all Muslims for birthday anniversary of Lady Zahra, Prophet Muhammad's daughter. And of course, in Iran, it is Women's Day.
Ya Zahra, oh, ya Zahra, 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 ya Zahra.
The splendorous birth of Fatima, peace be upon her. Fatima is a part of me and the light of my eyes, the fruit of my heart and my soul. It is reported that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny kissed Fatima frequently. One day his wife Aisha criticized this and said, "Why do you kiss your daughter so much?" The Prophet said in reply, "Whenever I kiss Fatima, I smell the scent of the highest heaven in her." It was thus that this great child from the pure extract of heavenly fruit and a father such as the Holy Prophet, mother such as Khadija, Lady Khadija, on the 20th day of Jamadi Uthani came into the world, and the taunts and reproaches of the Prophet's opposers that he was, as they thought, without succeeding generation were all made in vain. And by the contents of the Quranic chapter Kauthar, Fatima was made the gushing spring for the continuation of the Prophet's lineage and guiding imams and great blessings through the centuries and ages until doomsday.
Tabari reports, a Sunni historian, a Sunni commentator of the Holy Quran, and a man who narrated many ahadith. He says that when Khadija was pregnant with Fatima, she was in the city of Mecca. She was about to deliver and she asked assistance from the Qurayshi women. They all rejected to offer her any assistance. Why? Because she was a wealthy woman and she married Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was a poor man. They wanted her to marry the aristocrats of Arabia. She married Muhammad ibn Abdullah and they refused her. At-Tabari says, she turned to Allah and said, "Oh my Lord, all the people have turned away from me. Please help me deliver this child." At-Tabari says, as soon as she made that prayer, four women enter the house. And Khadija reports that words cannot describe the beauty and the brilliance of these women. The first introduces herself saying that, "I am the wife of Adam Hawa. I am Eve." The second says, "I am Asiya bint Muzahim. I am the wife of Pharaoh, the daughter of Muzahim." The third says, "I am Kulthum, the sister of Musa." The fourth says, "I am Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Allah has sent us to you to help you deliver Sayyidat Nisa al-Alami." This is Fatima al-Zahra.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice in thee. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in thee. For this is the day of Eid. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
In this part of today's special, we know about Fatima's name and titles. Az-Zahra. Imam As-Sadiq said that the name Az-Zahra, or the Illuminant One, was bestowed upon Fatima as a testament to her radiant and resplendent nature for it was believed that through her the light of the divine was made manifest, illuminating all that she touched with a brilliance akin to the heavens and earth. Another title or names of Fatima, peace be upon her, is Al-Hawra. That means the heavenly pure one was a name contributed to Fatima because she was formed from the essence of paradise. Another title is Muhaddatha, means the transmitter of hadith. There was a title bestowed upon Fatima due to her unparalleled ability to transmit the teachings of the Prophet. And Az-Zakiyya, that means the pure one, was fittingly bestowed upon Fatima for her exemplary devotion to worship. It was said that she would spend hours in prayer, standing for so long that her feet would swell, yet never once did she falter in her devotion. And another one is Ash-Shahida, means the martyr. It was fittingly bestowed upon Fatima for the immense sacrifices she made to preserve the integrity of the Islamic faith. Dear brothers and sisters, especially dear Muslim ladies, especially dear Shia Muslims, Muslim women, congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima az-Zahra, peace be upon her, and the Day of Women. Congratulations to all of you.
Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Birth of Sayyida Fatima and Women's Day. All dimensions that one can imagine exist for a woman and a human being were personified. In Fatima az-Zahra, she was not an ordinary woman. She was a spiritual woman, a heavenly woman. Today is Women's Day. It is the day when the birth of a woman is commemorated, of whom the world is proud. If a day is to be designated Women's Day, what day is more deserving, is prouder than the day commemorating the joyous birth of Fatima az-Zahra, a woman who is the pride of the family of divine revelation and who, like a sun, shines brightly in the crown of beloved Islam. The joyous birthday occurred in a place and time when women were not considered to be human beings, and their very existence was seen as a source of shame for families among the different tribes of the pre-Islamic times. The history of Islam testifies to the limitless respect the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, showed this noble infant so as to demonstrate that woman has a special greatness in society, and if she is not superior to men, she is certainly no less than him. So this day is the day of woman's revivification and the day to establish her honor and great role in society.
Comes to Imam al-Baqir in Medina. He's one of the Shias of the Imam. He says, Ya ibn Rasulullah, hadithni bi hadithin fi fadli jaddatika Fatima. O grandson of the Prophet, tell us a hadith about the greatness of your grandmother Fatima. Something about her merits and her virtue. إِذَا أَنَا حَدَّثْتُ بِهِ الشِّيَعَةَ فَرِحُوا بِذَلِكَ. Tell me something about the virtue and the merit of your grandmother that if I share it with other Shias, it will make them happy. Listen to this hadith. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he mentions many things about Fatima, and then he says about Fatima, فَإِذَا صَارَتْ عِنْدَ بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. Imam al-Baqir, he says, on the day of judgment, when Fatima al-Zahra is escorted to paradise. She will stand at the gate of Jannah, at the gate of paradise. Taltafitu. She will stop. She's being escorted to go into Jannah. She will stop and she will look behind her. She will look back. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ Allah will say to her, يَا بِنْتَ حَبِيبِي Oh, the daughter of my beloved, meaning the daughter of the Prophet. Rasulullah is Habibullah. Oh, the daughter of my beloved, مَلْتِفَاتُكِ وَقَدْ أَمَرْتُ بِكِ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ Why did you look back? Why did you stop when I have admitted you into my paradise?
فَتَقُولْ يَا رَبِّ أَحْبَبْتُ أَن يُعْرَفَ قَدْرِي فِي مِثْلِ هَذَا الْيَوْمِ
Oh Allah, I wanted people to know my right and my position on this day. She only lived for 18 years in this life. Many people never even heard of her, don't know who she is. Many of the Muslims today, you'll barely hear her name mentioned in the masjid if you go every day out of the year. But Yawm al-Qiyamah is the day where everyone is going to know about who Fatima is. She says, I wanted my worth, my right, my position to be known on this day. Allah will say to her, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهِ ارْجِعِي فَانْظُرِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ حُبُّ لَكِ أَوْ لِأَحَدٍ مِّن ذُرِّيَّتِكِ خُذِي بِيَدِهِ فَادْخُلِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ Go back among the people and find anyone who loves you or loves any of your progeny and take them with you into Jannah. Imam al-Baqir, he says, فَوَاللَّهِ I swear by God, إِنَّهَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ لَتَلْتَقِطُ شِعَتَهَا وَمُحِبِّيهَا كَمَا يَلْتَقِطُ الطَّيْرُ الْحَبَّ الْجَيِّدُ مِنَ الْحَبِّ الرَّدِيِّ Imam al-Baqir, he says, I swear by God, she will go back among these trillions of people and she will handpick the lovers, her lovers and the lovers of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, and she will pick them out in the same way a bird picks out the good seeds from the bad seeds.
And the last moment of this episode of today's special, again, accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Muhammad al-Mustafa's daughter, Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. And of course, this is the time to say goodbye to all of you. Fi amanillah.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, say, say.
Salam and congratulations to you on the birth anniversary of the most noble lady ever, the Prophet's daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her. The day, which is celebrated as Mother's Day and Women's Week in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Here we present you some food for thought on how devoted this lady was to God and humanity, even during her nuptials, in order to save a destitute from the problems of life. On her wedding night, someone knocked on the door and said, "I ask the household of the Prophet to give me an old dress." At first, Fatima thought of giving her old dress, but then remembered the words of God in the Holy Quran, which say, "By no means shall you attain righteousness unless you give freely of that which you love or prefer." She then gave the poor person her new dress, an act that pleased God and conveyed this divine satisfaction through the Archangel Gabriel to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny.
"Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken." And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the Lady Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the birthday of the noble Lady Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha, and for this reason, here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners congratulations on this very happy and very auspicious day. As you know, there are many virtues which have been narrated regarding the Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha. And foremost of them is the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he considered her as an extension of his own existence. And for this reason, we can conclude that the same respect that we should show to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should show the same respect for his daughter, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra. The Prophet Muhammad has been narrated as having said, "Fatima is a part of me. For this reason, whoever pleases her, pleases me. Whoever grieves her and makes her sad, grieves me and makes me sad. Fatima is the dearest of all people to me." And similarly, he's been narrated as having said, Verily, Fatima is a part of me and is the light of my eyes and the fruit of my heart. Whatever grieves her grieves me. Whatever pleases her pleases me. Indeed, she will be the first to join me after my death from my household. Right, so because of the fact that, you know, the Prophet considered her to be an extension of you know, his own existence, he considered her respect to her to be respect to him, and disrespect to her to be disrespect to him. And, you know, it's also been narrated regarding the birth of the Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha, that when the Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to the Mi'raj, the night ascension to God, and he was shown all of the various stations of paradise, he was asked to eat a fruit, and that fruit, you know, it miraculously, you know, that is what ultimately transformed and became the Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha. And, you know, because of this, it's been narrated in some hadith that the Prophet said that, you know, whenever he longed for the fragrance of paradise, he would embrace his daughter, and, you know, he would, you know, smell the fragrance of paradise coming from her. And this is one of the miracles of that noble lady. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
أدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم. Dear listeners of IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. I'm really happy, inshallah. Today also we have Brother Fawad Haider and Hussein Akbari. Assalamu alaikum, Hussein. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank
Thanks.
You so much. Thank you. And Fawad, how are you?
Salam, sir. I'm fine too.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is fine, brothers and sisters. Hope you are fine as well, inshallah. Inshallah, today we will be talking about Ayah 124 of Surah Al-An'am on page 143. Brothers and sisters, turn to page 143, Ayah 124 of Surah Al-An'am. Everyone, Let's listen to the recitation once.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا جاءتهم آية قالوا لن نؤمن حتى نؤتى مثل ما أوتي رسل الله الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah, and also let's practice the tajweed rules. Let's learn them, okay, and review some of the important tajweed rules. And inshallah, we'll finally practice the recitation. All right, Fawad and Hussein?
Yes.
Okay. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I just read it quickly once. وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا صَغَارٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَمْكُرُونَ. Hussein will read this once for us. All right, Fawad?
Yes.
Yes, Hussein, please.
Yes.
Read it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا جاءتهم آية قالوا لن نؤمن حتى نؤتى مثل ما أوتي رسل الله
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله
الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته
ما شاء الله
سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون
ما شاء الله such a long breath nice one الله الله ما شاء الله so Fawad let's take a look at the tajweed rules.
Yes.
And let's see what Allah Almighty says also. وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ And when a sign comes to them, to the non-believers. Okay? To the non-believers. Actually, this ayah refers to, it was revealed when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was preaching Islam in the very beginning of Islam. Okay? Some of the people in Mecca, those who are like rich, okay, they were saying, hey, this Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were calling his name, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he's not that rich. If he is chosen as a prophet, I'm so rich, I should be chosen as the prophet as well. If Allah reveals ayat for him, he should send me ayah as well. I deserve as well, okay? Well, they didn't know that. If someone is chosen as a prophet, it's because of certain things. There are many requirements, okay, to be chosen as a prophet. So basically the question is this, Fawad and Hussein, that how a prophet is chosen? Can you tell me how a prophet is chosen?
You mean the characteristics or how?
Yeah, the qualities. What are the qualities of a person to be chosen as a prophet?
They're the most knowledgeable.
Mashallah.
They have the best akhlaq.
Best manner, good job.
They can perform miracles after they're chosen.
After they are chosen, yes.
Yes. And they're pious.
They are pious, the most pious people.
The most pious.
Good job. They are right, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, a person who is going to be chosen as a prophet, before Allah Almighty grants him certain other qualities like ismah, guarantee him infallibility.
Sir, I have a question. For example, one race,
mm-hmm.
one of those humans from that race, mm-hmm. he should be the best of his race okay. to become a prophet mm-hmm. or no?
In fact, this is one of the qualities.
Okay? He should be the best of his race.
Yeah, the best in the community. For example, look, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's all about all the prophets, okay? For example, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before even he was chosen as a prophet, he was the best person in the community. In that time, he was the best person on earth, not only in his community.
So the title infallible was given to him after he was a prophet, right? But was he still infallible before?
Yeah, before as well. So if I'm saying he was the best person, he was the best person in terms of being infallible, making no mistakes, telling no lies, being trustworthy, being honest.
So at that time, he would be still vulnerable to the temptation. He could still make a mistake.
Yeah, he could. Look, all the people, it's not, there is no exception. Everyone can be tempted by shaitan.
Yes.
Everyone has this ability to do. But the difference between us and imams and the prophets is this, that they don't.
So there's no miracles power, they just have a stronger nafs.
Yeah, stronger nafs they have, because they have worked on this.
Yes.
And also it's a blessing of Allah Almighty. And it's a reward of Allah Almighty for them. Look, they are tempted by shaitan, but they don't go for the temptation of shaitan. It means if shaitan tells them that, come on, do this, they never do. Why? Because they know the reality.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
So, وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ Read it, Hussein, again.
وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ
أحسن جَاءَتْهُمْ for what? The mad. Is that wajib to extend?
Yes.
Yes, it's wajib to extend. So, وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا Read that. آيَةٌ
قَالُوا
إِخْفَى. We should hide the sound. Nice, Hussein. آيَةٌ قَالُوا Heavy sound. What next one? لن نؤمن. How do you read it?
لن نؤمن.
أحسن. لن نؤمن. Extension of
نون مشدة.
Yeah. حتى نؤتى. ألف. مثل ما أوتي رسول الله. رسول.
لله.
لله. Heavy sound on lam. Yes. Meme. What does that meme say, Fawad? Can you tell us? What does Hussein? What does that meme say?
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Meme means don't stop. Okay. Here.
So you should join Allah with Allah.
Yeah. You don't read that way. Rasulullah. Okay.
Don't read it like this.
Stop here because the meaning are separate. So if you stop at Rasulullah, it means the meaning of the previous phrase is complete. Previous sentence is complete, and now go to the next one. Allahu a'lamu. It's another sentence. They're separate sentences. I mean parts. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Very beautifully Allah Almighty says this. Listen. Wa idha ja'atuhum ayatun qalu. And when a sign comes to them, they say, we will not believe. Why? When will you believe? We will not believe until we are given the like of what was given to Allah's apostles. If Allah gave Muhammad knowledge, Allah should give me knowledge as well, so I will believe in the Prophet. If Allah Almighty gave Muhammad miracles, he should give me miracles as well, then I will believe. We said there are certain
qualities,
characteristics. Okay. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah knows best where to place his apostleship, okay? He does not choose anyone. سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجَرَمُوا سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا أَجْرَمُوا. How do you read it?
أَجْرَمُوا
أَجْرَمُوا. The echoing sound on G.
Weak قَلْقَلَ.
Yeah, قَلْقَلَ. صَغَارٌ صَغَارٌ. Both letters are heavy. صَغَارٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Fawad, read that. عند الله
عند الله.
حسين read it.
عند الله.
أحسن. نون will be hidden. عند الله. And the word Allah is pronounced heavily. Nice one. وعذاب شديد. عذاب. Again hidden sound. Yes.
Yes.
شديد بما. What rule is applied here?
إقلاب.
إقلاب. Read it, Hussein.
شديد بما.
Ah, nice one. You change the tanween to mim and then hide the mim sound. شديد. No. شديد.
دم.
Then hide the sound of mim. Hiddenly pronounce it. I mean, halfly pronounce it. شديد بما كانوا يمكرون. That's all. Very simple. Allah Almighty says, Allah knows best where to place His apostleship. Soon the guilty will be visited by a degradation before Allah and a severe punishment because of the plots they used to devise against the Prophet and against the Muslims. So I will recite this ayah once. So Hussein and Fawad will be repeating, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Listen and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذا جاءتهم آية قالوا لن نؤمن حتى نؤتى مثل ما أوتي رسل الله.
وإذا جاءتهم آية قالوا لن نؤمن حتى نؤتى مثل ما أوتي رسل الله.
أحسن. رسل الله. Nice one. الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته.
الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته.
سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد.
سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد.
وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون.
وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us up to this time. That's all from us for today. Hope you stay safe, inshallah. Stay with Arab English Radio. Thanks to Arab English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. See you. والحمد لله رب العالمين. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور.
الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil
Sisters, previously we discussed the concept of supplication by having a look at the different traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. What we concluded was basically the fact that supplication is made up of different constituents. The very first one is the kind of attraction, the kind of connection which is established between the supplicant and the Almighty Allah. And we had to change our spectacles, to change our views upon what supplication is, and we try to change that through set of traditions. Supplication is a kind of acceptance itself, and we said that it is a treasure exposed to the believers, to the servants, whether it is answered or not. Despite the fact that it may be answered or not, supplication is a great asset, it is a great virtue by itself. If we ponder over this issue of supplication carefully, we will understand that supplication is a kind of acceptance. So, for each supplication, when we understand this, in fact, there are two kinds of acceptance. One is giving the chance to a supplicant to engage in the supplication in the first place. And the other one is the acceptance of the supplication by Almighty Allah after it is uttered. So it can be said that man will not be given this chance unless the conditions are favorable. This is because the mere fact that he has the chance to involve in a supplication in a great blessing. Lack of engagement in supplication is due to one's previous negligence. And this is a chance, this is a kind of asset that the Almighty Allah has provided for the servants. What other kind of Lord can you count that allows you as the low, destitute, having distressed, most of the time depressed, negligent, and disobedient servants to call unto him whenever they want to? I assume there can be no kind of Lord this way. So the one who lacks engagement in supplication is because of his own negligence. Regarding this issue, there are numerous evidences from the infallible imams that some of them have emphasized this topic. The Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, has said, إن الله إذا أراد أن يستجيب لعبد أذن له في الدعاء. If Allah wills to respond to a servant. He will allow him to invoke him. This means that supplication is a kind of acceptance itself. The Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has elsewhere stated, "Man futiha lahu minkum babud du'a, futihat lahu abwabur rahma." If the door of supplication is open to one of you, the door of mercy will be open to him. This means that supplication equals mercy itself. The infallible imams have repeatedly referred to the same meaning.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javob onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, what we have basically stated, what we have concluded up to now, is that supplication is itself a kind of mercy. It is itself a kind of chance. It is a kind of great asset that the Almighty Allah has provided for the servants. Now, what we as the servants are mainly supposed and recommended, highly recommended to do, is asking Allah to be given this chance of supplication. Because, as we said, lacking of engagement in this kind of supplication comes from the ignorance, comes from the negligence of the servants. Because Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, "Allahumma ij'alni asulu bika 'inda ad-darura." Oh Allah, let me resort to you when being afflicted. "Was'aluka 'inda al-haja." When I'm afflicted with a calamity, let me resort to you. "Wa'atadarra'u ilayka 'inda al-maskana." Let me ask you when being in need and invoke you when being helpless. And he continues, "O Allah, do not try me by letting me resort to other than you. وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي بِالِاسْتِعَانَةِ بِغَيْرِكِ إِذَا اضْطُرِرْتِ. When I'm being compelled. وَلَا بِالْخُضُوءِ لِسُؤَالِ غَيْرِكَ إِذَا افْتَقَرْتِ. Nor submit to other than you when being poor, and not invoke other than you when being frightened, lest I will deserve by that your humiliation and your turning away from me." So this is the one that we said earlier. It happens that in the difficult situations, sometimes the servants forget about this great asset. After suffering a lot of hardships, only they realize that they have provided, they have got this kind of great asset. But The real success, as we said earlier, is obtained when the person is initially engaging in supplication at the time of being distressed. This is the grind of great asset. And this is a victory. This is asking the Almighty Allah to be given the chance of supplication. And we must and always be asking Him of this chance. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, din
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography.